Dwayne Veneau, the executive director of the Tour of Alberta, joins us as it gets set to start wheeling tomorrow. Dwayne, how are you?
Great, Gregor. How are you?
I am. I'm doing quite well. Quite.
I like the pun, by the way.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Gene Principe's not around, so you got to give the fans, what they're missing in the off season every now and then. So
nice.
I want to get your thoughts on the teams, and I was going through you guys. And by the way, your event guide's awesome. Has a lot of great information in it, broadcast times and everything else like that. But what's like from the World Tour to the Pro Continental to the Continental? How different are these tours?
You know, it's I like to compare it to local people with hockey, and it'd be like the Oilers to the AHL team to Team Canada World Juniors. It's sort of, they're all very, very, very good, but they're in just sort of different leagues. But the beautiful thing about the sport is anybody can win at any time. And Ryan Anderson last year he rides for Optum, and he almost won the entire Tour of Alberta last year by just a fraction of a hair. And he lost out to a World Tour team, which he's on a Pro Continental team. So it's anyone can win. They're all very good, but the World Tour is just sort of a bit of a different league.
Okay, so you've got majority of the teams are from the Continental, a few from Pro Continental, and then five or six from the World Tour.
We have seven teams from the Tour de France.
Seven teams from the Tour. So that so the World Tour and the Pro Continental, they got to be the same then, right?
Correct. They're okay. Very, very, like Drapac's a Pro Continental, yeah. But they might as well be a World Tour team. They're sort of in that category.
Okay. Now, you guys have you've changed the route this year, of course, and the mountain stage. Was that something the cyclists asked for?
No, I don't think it was the cyclist. It was more the fan base, really. Is we were, for the first 2 years, we would get comments from all over the world saying, listen, Alberta has some of the best mountains in the world. Why aren't you there? And so it was by design that we didn't really want to go early. We wanted to make sure our race was in high density populated areas. And then we felt this year we're ready to go and have the people come to us versus we go to the people. And but I can tell you the feedback is tremendous, Jason. We just got off our press conference with the opening press conference today with some of the athletes, and they're really looking forward to that Jasper piece.
And this year, it starts tomorrow in Grand Prairie. You've got the Stage 1, which is the team time trial, which is a 19.6 kilometers. It's relatively flat, but very much a technical course. And I watched this in Edmonton last year. I thought it was awesome where you had the time trials like that. Are you expecting a big crowd? What was the feedback you got from people on having the time trials where you had it in Edmonton and now in Grand Prairie? Like, how much of it has to go, because it's such a short course at 19.6, into maybe just the, ensuring that the viewers get a good sight lines?
Yeah, it's actually, we've never done a team time trial before, Jason. We've always done an individual time trial.
Mm-hmm.
So this is new for us, where the team goes out all at the same time, and then the first guy on across the line on that team wins that day. But it's a whole new discipline, and it is actually a little bit shorter of a team time trial, and it's done by design because some of the teams on a longer team time trial might have too much of a spread leading into day two that we wanted to keep a little bit shorter, so the time variances won't be that bad. But it'll be we've never done it. It's exciting. It's a discipline in the world championships, and I think it's helped us get a higher caliber of cyclists and teams this year.
I was looking at the distances. Day two, it's 171 kilometer bike. Day three, it's 181.8. Day four, it's 162. Then day five, which is September 6th, 206 kilometers from Edson to Spruce Grove. And then the final stage, which comes into to Edmonton, which is 124 kilometers. Kind of a sprint, a short one, considering all the other ones, Dwayne. Is the 206 kilometers, is that the longest stage you've ever had?
We've never had a stage over 200 kilometers. So, yes, it is the longest. And it's coming off of two hard mountaintop finishes, one being at Myatt on the Friday and one being at Marmot on the Saturday. And then the next day they get into this big transfer day for 200 clicks. So it's going to be a grueling competition this year. And the cyclists were talking about that today at this press conference. They're saying it's a lot harder course than we've had in the past.
Now, these cyclists, it's kind of strange. Do they like and relish the harder courses?
Yeah, I think so. You know, some of the comments today was they take hill climbs versus crosswinds any day.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they train for hills and they train for sprints and they train for things. But sometimes the winds that we get in Alberta made things very, very challenging in some of those open areas that we've had in the past. So they actually commented about that today. You know, this is sort of a course that's more like what they're used to.
Dwayne Veneau, Executive Director of Tour of Alberta, joins us. It starts pedaling tomorrow in Grand Prairie. Stage 2 is in the County Grand Prairie. Then Stage 3, they go Grand Cache, end up in Jasper National Park and Miette Hans Springs. And then on the 5th of September, town of Jasper to Marmot Basin. Day 6 is Edson to Spruce Grove. And then the final one, of course, is into Edmonton. And where do you you finish at Edmonton's iconic Sir Winston Churchill Square? What's kind of the ETA on when it's going to finish?
The race will finish about 3:30, 3:45, depending on the speeds of the peloton on that day. And but it's a great one because we do actually an 11-kilometer route 11 times. So it's a really fan-friendly stage that day where you go down to the festival or go to one of the hill climbs or go anywhere on the course and you're going to see the guys come by 11 times.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, did you have that for your finish last year? Like, I know it wasn't in Edmonton, but did you have a short course like that?
Yeah, Jason, it was in Edmonton last year. We started in Edmonton and we finished in Edmonton. Sorry, we started in Calgary
yes.
and finished in Edmonton. And we did the exact same course.
Okay.
And what ended up happening with us last year is normally the guy that's wearing the yellow in the last day of cycling, doesn't matter what event it is, usually the team protects the lead and that guy wins the race for the general classification. Last year, the winner won by a second and overcame the jersey leader of 5 days on that day. So all the cyclists said that was a tremendous competition. So we're going back with it just because of how good of cycling it was last year in the final day.
Now, is that because you're climbing up steep Bellamy Hill 11 times and it's harder to protect the leader?
Correct, 100%. There's two major climbs there with the Bellamy Hill and also then the Victoria Park Hill around the golf course. And that happened twice a lap. So 22 hill climbs in that short 124-kilometer circuit.
Did you go out for a trial run on any of this track?
Are you kidding? I can barely drive it. I'm not like you.
I could just picture you being like Kramer when he was wearing the ribbon race. You know, he's crossing the finish line.
Well, yeah, you know, got the hair for it. Anyway, but
yeah, no, that's true.
Yeah, you know, no, I'm not. I let you take that on, Jason.
I have biked up there a few times. Definitely not the 11, I'll tell you that. I find it's an accomplishment to get up there once. So, no, the cycling guys are in a whole different level, man. It's ridiculous when you see the elite-level cyclists and what they're able to accomplish. And, you know, for 7 consecutive days in the harness. And I know that's what they do. But to me, when you see it up live and close, just how fast they're going, sometimes on television even, you don't get a real true feel, even though it says the kilometer at the bottom of the screen, how fast they're going on average and stuff. Seeing it live is totally different.
Yeah, it's a tremendous experience live. And it's just the speeds and the techniques and the strategy is just really amazing to watch. And the first time I saw a live race, I was like, holy smokes, this is great. And so, you know, fans are, I urge everyone to come out and watch and see some of the best cyclists in the world. You know, Ryder Hegdahl's in our race this year, and he just raced in Tour de France, and he just raced in Giro d'Italia, and he's from Canada, and, you know, he's back in our race again. So he's a bit of the crowd favorite right now.
Well, definitely. I think he was a crowd favorite. Is he one of the favorites to win?
You know, he's a climber. So I don't know if he's the favorite to win. He's up there for sure. And his natural ability is a climber. So the stages are play well for his skills. But he's also just raced. He talked about it today. I think he's got 80 days of racing in already this year. And so he's been racing a lot. So he's being cautiously, you know, conservative, but I think on home soil, he's going to go for it.
Overall, Duane, you're now into this a few seasons. How has the Alberta Tour gone? Are you guys happy with the exposure you're getting, the growth of it? Is this something that, you know, we should expect? It's not something that now is maybe on pins and needles after a year. Why are they going to do it again? Like, how many more years should we expect this? Have you noticed it getting bigger every year?
Yeah, you know, the ultimate goal was to, it started off as a one, it was going to be once, and then we, you know, the success of it sort of led into year two, and we just had to make sure we secured our funding, and now we're into year three, and the ultimate goal is to live on forever and have the Tour of Alberta be, you know, Canada's race and go on. So, yeah, it's growing, and the popularity is growing. In year one, Jason, the number one question I got asked is, how do I ride in it? Like, people were asking me that, and now people really understand what we're doing here. So it's growing and building over time.
Well, it sounds, we've seen it. It's on television for those who maybe can't get out to watch all of them. They can check that out as well. And it begins tomorrow in Grand Prairie. Have a lot of fun at that. Should be a great first day at the new team trial event. When I was reading that, I didn't even notice that. I just assumed team trial meant like you did the last time individuals and just which guy from which team. But now it's as the team, so they can they can get behind one another and likely probably go even faster than they do as individuals, I would assume.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. You know, the top guy, the front guy, is always dropping back. And so it's the strategy alone on these good teams, they just fly through it. They're drafting each other the whole way through.
And once again, what time does it start, the final stage in Edmonton on the 7th, Duane?
Yeah, the final sorry, Jason, I don't have that in front of me, but it's usually around 12 o'clock on the last day, and the finish is over at about 3:30, but you still have that event guide? You can pull that up. I don't have it in front of me.
Okay, I will. I will pull it up and find the exact time.
I also urge everybody to check out our website if you're concerned about any kind of road closures. We have a full listing on our website of road closures on all stages, and people. We try to urge everybody that if there is some inconvenience, we won't be long because most of our closures aren't hard closures. They're rolling enclosures, which means as soon as the cyclists go by, everything opens up again. So just be patient with us. If you're inconvenienced, then, you know, pull over and watch the race.
It opens up at 11, but the racing starts at 12 on the Sunday. And for those who maybe want to see the September 6th race that ends in Spruce Grove, they should be coming in around 6 o'clock.
Correct.
All right. Perfect. Duane, have a good tour.
Thank you very much, Jason. Thanks for the support.
Duane Vineau.